Okay, today's share is Daf Chav Ches. We're on the Chav Zayin Amud Beis. I'm sorry. Today's share is sponsored by Beryl and Sherry Daskel. Ilanish Mas David Yechiel Michal Ben Yehoshua Chaim. We are just discussing how you know the concept of Gilgal Shavua. That means that if I'm making you swear for something A, I could make you swear for something matter B, which matter B I probably would not be able to make you swear on its own. It's not one of the things that are require a Shavua, but since I'm making you swear for A, I can make you also swear for B. So what was the Makar for that? The Makar for that was Sota. Because if I have when a Sota is suspected of being a Sota, she's taken to the Beis HaMikdash, and she has to swear, the Kohen tells her, by the way, do you know, I want you to swear that what's going to happen to you and you're innocent, and that's fine. And he can also make her swear on things that happened before they were even married, which normally he could make a swear to that. So what do you see? Such a concept as Gilgal Shavua.
While you're at it.
What?
While you're at it,
right. So says the Gemara, we are on the second to bottom line, Ashkechon Sota. That makes sense, that a Sota could be a Makar, for there's a concept of Gilgal Shavua, the Isura, because it's regarding Isurim. Dimimona Minolon. How do you know that you can even do this for money? For a monetary issue. Now, the issue points out, even though Sota is also a monetary issue, because if it's true, you don't have to pay her the ksuva. That's not the issue. The issue is the Isser part, right? That's a secondary aspect. The core of Sota is not money. So what if the core is money? Maybe I can't do a Gilgal Shavua. So Gemara says, no. Tana Deveri Bishamal, it's a Kavachomer. Uma Sota, when you have a Sota, Shalom Nitba, Shalom Nisna, Lihitava Be'ed Echad, there is no way for a Sota to be taken to the Beis HaMikdash on the basis of one aid. You require a minimum of two aidim. Nevertheless, Megalgalin, we have such a concept of Gilgal Shavua. Mamon, so when it comes to money, Shinitan Lihitava Be'ed Echad, there is such a concept of Eid Echad when it comes to money. Eid Echad can require a Shavua. It's funny. The Makar that you need two Eidim by Soto is learned out of Mamon. That's a funny... Right, Rashi says it. Shavua... top Rashi. Shavua Shalah be'Eid Echad. There's no such thing as a Shavua for a Soto with one Eid. Because the Minan Hasam, like we learned in Sota, the Tzarek Shnei Eidim, Shiroa Shenistra. You have to have two Eidim that she was closeted away with some man. The Aleph, Dover Mi Mamon. You learn Dover Mi Mamon. It's Xer Shava. Now we say, that's true. You also need two people for Mamon. You need two people for any Eidim. Any agency required two people. However, there's a din of Bahilchus Mamonis, which we're not going to discuss the reasons in the back, all the product of that din. That's Baba Metzia. But with one aid, you can require the other person to take a Shavua. I can't do that by Sota. So it's a Kal V'chomer. If by Sota I require two, and I'm allowed to do Gilgal, so certainly if I require one, I should be allowed to do Gilgal. Right? Ein Odin Shemagalgalin. I certainly can. Sigmar says that's good, that's true, that's fine. Good Kal V'chomer. Ashkechon Bevadai. That's only true if it's a vadai, if your claim is a vadai. Safek minolan. What about if your claim is a safek? What does that mean, your claim is a safek? For example, let's say there are cases, let's say, I think Rashi might even say them. If Rashi doesn't say that, yes, he does. You have, let's say, a partnership or a sharecropper where you might not be so sure how the partnership is getting divided, if it's fair, if it's equal. You can require a shavua on a suffix. That's true. That's not halacha. So I understand that now can I make a gilgul shavua on that suffix? Now I understand that I can require one aid to with one aid I can make a gilgul shavua. It's a kavachomer from Sota. But that's only by a vadai. What about by a suffix? Oh, everyone asked that question. Where do you get the vadai on Sota? So Rashi says it's like a little bit of a we're gonna have to take a little bit of a leap of faith. First of all, the Ritva says it's like a vadai because it's a reglayim l'davar. The only way you're getting her there is if two people saw, like what went on in that room. So it's a Raglayim L'davar. It's like a Vaday. I'm not saying it's a Vaday. I'm not saying every time a Sota was brought there, she was found guilty. But it's like a Vaday. That's what Ritva says. That's that. At least I could, we could deal with that one. The harder one is Rashi. Rashi says that the Rashi says it. Let's look at the Rashi inside. One second. No, it's a big discussion here. One second. Where did I put that? One second. Yeah. But Rashi holds, and all the other Rishonim hold. Yes, it's a suffix whether or not she's a Sota, but somehow the suffix regarding Sota is different than the suffix regarding Mamos. The suffix regarding Sota is, at its core, it's a Vaday. It's just I don't know. It was, you know, one of those. It's not really a suffix. It is a suffix, but it's not a suffix. I wrote it down. I just can't find it. No. Even if a Sota is a suffix, the Gilgal will only work on a Vaday. In other words, whether or not she's a suffix, I don't know. But the Gilgal Shavuah might only work on a Vaday. That's also difficult because the Gilgal Shavuah was that before she was married, she also was with some guy, right? And she's not really a Pesula. That's not a suffix. That's not a Vaday. So the whole thing is everything is a suffix. The original Taina and the secondary Taina are all both suffix. The original and the Gilgal. As Rashi says, it's very difficult. It's like the Ramban here. I thought I wrote it somewhere. I just can't find it. I don't want to waste time. Somehow, the issue of Sota is not considered a suffix by comparison to the issue of Mamas. I apologize for not saying a better answer than that.
The Baal's bringing her down, him is not a suffix.
Well, that's always the case. You mean to the Baal, it's not a suffix. Why? He doesn't know what went on in that room. That's what the Ritva says, basically. That's the Ritva. The Ritva says, I have circumstantial evidence that I'm right. It's not such a suffix.
Right?
But then I said, but not every Sota was found guilty. Right? So it's not a Vaday. Nobody was in the room.
You can't go on
hindsight. Right. So that's what the Ritva says. But Rashi doesn't say that. Somehow, the suffix of Soto is not the same as the suffix of Mamas. Okay, we'll leave it at that. I apologize. I wrote it somewhere. I just can't find it. I'm sorry. So anyway, having said that, so we're still left with our kasha. How do I know that a suffix taina, a suffix claim, can work with the Gilgal Shavua? So Tanya, Reb Shimon ben Yochai Omer. Reb Shimon ben Yochai says, Ne'ar Shavua Bachutz. There's a concept of Shavua. Bachutz means anywhere in the world. V'nemra Shavua Bifnim. And there's also a Shavua taken on the Beis HaMikdash grounds. What's that? Sota. Ma Shavua Ha'amur Bifnim. Just like a Shavua, which is said in the Beis HaMikdash. Also Basafek Kevadai. We allow a Safek, just like a Vadai. That could be what you're saying, Mati. That the Safek becomes, it's like a Vadai. Right? I don't know for sure, but I have Raglayim. Af Shavua Ha'amur Bachutz. So to any Shavua, Asa basafek vaday. Any suffix we'll treat like a vaday and we'll allow it. And that's how you know. Next.
Well, throughout Sota, we were saying that, based upon the situation occurring, that therefore, you know, there would be, she would become also to the husband or whatever, so mm-hmm. It sort of made the suffix a vaday.
Right. That's exactly the point. It's a suffix. We treat it like a vaday. So too, any suffix we'll treat like a vaday. Do we know for sure? No, we don't. But we'll make him swear. Right? Do we know for sure with this woman? No, we're treating her like she's guilty. If she turns out to be innocent, that's a big bracha. Okay. Right. Ad hechen Gilgal Shavua. How far does Gilgal Shavua extend? How far does it go? What does it mean, how far does it go? How remote can the claim be to require a Gilgal Shavua? Amar Rav Yehuda, Amar Rav. The Amar Lei, even if a guy tells him, he shavali, swear to me, she'ein avdi ata, that you're not my evet. Kanani. We assume right now it's a Kanani. Quote the Rashi and Tosfos, for sure it's a Kanani. Guy makes that, swear to me that you're not Evet Kanani. We have a clay, I lent you $100 and you didn't want to pay me back. I'll take you to Bezdin. I'll make a Shavua, a whole story. I can now make a little Shavua on something so outlandish that you're really not even a Jewish. You're really an Evet Kanani. That's fine. So the Gemara says, Hahushamuti Meshamtinan Le. What are you talking about? If it's true, if you claim that your friend is an Evet Kanani, we put you in Chayim for that. You're calling the guy a Goy? Basically calling him a guy. It's not Jewish. Will allow shvu on that? That's slander. D'tanya, hakar l'chaveru eved. If somebody calls his friend in eved, right? Yehi benidui. He should be put in cherum. Call a guy in eved? You could get put in cherum for that. Mamzer, you call a guy a mamzer, sofe gets harboim. You get malchus for that. Now, Russia, you call somebody a Russia, yored emo, you are a l'chayev. According to Rashi, it means you're allowed to go down to his business, and basically you're allowed to compete against him. We have these rules about maybe not non-competition, doesn't apply. Guy calls you a Russia, you're allowed to compete against him. So what do you see? It can't be that you're making a shavu about that, because that's total slander. You have any proof of that? Of proof of that. So we're going to answer, no. What we're going to say is, you meant to say, you're an Eved Ivri to me. In other words, you owe me money. You promised to work for me for 6 years, you left. So it's a money claim. So the Gemara is going to say, Pshita? There wasn't, no, where Mayor Rava holds that an Eved Ivri, you call it a goof, so it's not just money, it's also, he has to be there and serve you. Okay, that's what we're going to answer in a minute. Before we get to that, so a few things on this.
What's the person who doesn't make him swear to that Eved Kanani? Do what? Well,
maybe he's my Eved Kanani. So you can't run around and get an Ali in shul and you know, be a big shot in the shul. You may have a Kanani. You're a guy. You have to serve me. Forget the fact that I lent you money. The whole thing. So that's an outlandish claim. You have any proof to that? So if you walk over to somebody and call him an Evet Kanani, Rashi holds that being put in Chayrim is worse than getting Malkus. Because we're going down. So the most severe is putting somebody in Chayrim, believe it or not. Next down is Malkus, and a notch below is you can compete against him. Why is Evet Kanani worse than? It's very interesting. The Tosfos Bi'ah Zakin argues. He says no, Mams is worse. Why? Because there's nobody to marry. Calling somebody a Mams is worse because he has nobody to marry. Who could he marry? Can't marry anybody. Calling somebody an Evet is not worse because he could be freed and then he can marry whoever he wants. Just can't marry a Bas Kohen. So what? But Rashi holds that calling somebody an Eved is worse because basically you're calling him a guy. At least if you call somebody a mamzer, you're calling him a Jew. So the Tosfos points out, mamzer, there's an aveira that was done. So how did somebody become a mamzer? Right, so even though the aveira wasn't he didn't do the aveira, it was the parents. An aveira was done. By an Eved Kanani, there's no aveira that was done. But aveira was done. The guy's bought a guy. What do you want from the guy? Not aveira. The only way it could be a mamzer is an aveira was done. Right? Even if it's b'shogeg, still it's an aveira. So mamzer maybe. So that's that's why Tosfos says the punishment for mamzer, for being called someone a mamzer, is to get malchus because mida keneged mida. You claim an avera was done, we'll give you malchus. Now, what's the malchus here? It's not malchus. It's not real malchus. It's malchus mardus. It's malchus derabbanan. So we always say, well, what's malchus? What's malchus derabbanan? They can give you malchus. How many times? What do we always say? Whatever they want. The Chacham have the power, right? We have rules in Mesechta's Malkus. How many times you can get Malkus, they evaluate if you're healthy, all that. You have to be in thirds. No, Malkus matters, no rules. They can do whatever they want. But it says over here, Sofa gets Harboim. They give you 40, which we assume is 39. So it seems to be, that's a big machlokas. Do you pattern Malkus Matters on regular Malkus or not? So here it seems to assume that they did. Okay, the last one. Yored Imo L'chayav. Rashi says, Kilomar, Lizu, ain't bad in this kakin, Aval hu mutter listen also, you're allowed to hate him, Va'af, L'mayit, Parnasasu, Ulyere, L'umanasu. You're even allowed to go down and ruin his business and lessen his work. You could do that. So So how could you do that? How could you do that? Isn't that the avera of taking revenge? What kind of heter is that? He calls me a Rasha, so I'm going to ruin your job? I don't want to do that. Right? So, the Chavetz Chaim in Sefer Chavetz Chaim, he says that the issue of taking revenge is only, it's for sure in monetary ways. For sure monetary ways. In other words, if you don't lend me $100, I'm not allowed to not lend you $100. You didn't lend me, I'm not lending you. Right, that's revenge. That you're for sure not allowed to do. What if somebody punches you in the nose? Are you allowed to punch him back? So the Chavetz Chaim in Mitzvah Ches and Tes, which is Nekama and Matira, has a suffix about that. If that's under the din of then taking revenge, has a suffix about it. Why? Because the only place in Shas where taking revenge is brought up is where? By Mammonis. Right, you didn't lend me your hammer, I'm not lending you my hammer. By Mammonis. What about by issues of a guf? Which we assume this is what that is, calling him a Rasha. So if you call me a Rasha, I can, and why is Mida Keneged Mida? Because you called me a Rasha. So who's going to shop by me? Nobody. Nobody wants to shop at a Rasha. You called me a Rasha. So who's coming to my store? Nobody. So I'm going to ruin your business. Right? Isn't that Nekama? So the Chavetz Chaim leaves the Petzorach Yid and says, it's something that writes, you should be Machmer. So if a guy punches you in the nose, you can't punch him back. If the guy insults you, you can't insult him back. Right? So, this might not be halacha l'maisa, but not as that. But the idea is still the same. Others have different shot than what it actually means, but, okay, next. So, now up to the question. The question is, how could it be that a Gilgal Shavua means you call the guy in Eved Kanani? That can't be. You call the guy in Eved Kanani, they put you in Chirub. Can't be that shot, that's a Gilgal Shavua. Ella Amarava. No, that's not what it meant. It meant, he shavali, swear to me, Shalo Nimkeres Li Eved Ivri. That you're not really my Eved Ivri. Really? You owe me money. You're my Eved Ivri. You were down on your luck. You came to me. Would you purchase me? I'll work for you. I'll be your Eved Ivri. So some say this is not Bizman Azeh. Some say even Bizman, even there's no Yovel. To that idea, why not? So maybe there's no din of Shivcha Kananit and there's no din of Hanukkah, but why not? Why can't you say, listen, hire me under your wing. I'll be like an evident. So that could be such a concept. So so the Gemara says, Hai Tainasama Al Yisahuihi. Mamona is legabe. So what's wrong with that claim? That's a monetary claim. Basically, you owe me money. You promised to work for me. Well, you didn't show up for 2 years. Where you been? That's a valid claim. So the Gemara says, no. Rava ligab l'taymei. Rava is l'shita. So the Amar Rava, Eved Ivri, gufo konoi. The Eved Ivri, you konoi the guf. Not just, hey, where you been for your, you have to owe me money. Anam sh'on your guf. So ihachi, if that's true, hainu karka, that's no different than karka. And what's the halacha by karka? By karka, there is no shvua. I'm sorry. By karka, yeah, and you can have a Gilgal Shavua by Karka. So what's the Chiddush that I can have a Gilgal Shavua to say, you're my Eved Ivri? What kind of Chiddush is that? It's, if I own your guf, right, Avodim are compared to Karkos. Now Rava holds even Eved Ivri like that. So then if I can make a Gilgal Shavua on Karka, why can't I make a Gilgal Shavua on an Eved Ivri? What's the Chiddush? Right, fair question? So the Gemara says, Ma'adutema, I would think, Karka hu da'avidi inchi dimizavni betzina. Karka is usually sold in private. Who knows? Who knows what houses were exchanged? Nobody knows that. It's done in private. Therefore, im isa dizabin, if it's true that it was sold less le kala, there is no kal. Nobody knows. So to make hi here im isa dizabin, if it's true that it was sold kala isle, there'd be a kal. Right? There'd be a kal. Therefore, what? Therefore what? Therefore if there's a call, so what? What? It weakens the claim if people know about it? If there's a call, it's very difficult to say it's a lie if there's a call. right? If they report in the newspapers what goes on when Evadim are sold, it's very hard for you to get up there and lie. Right? Very hard. Kamash Malan, what does Kamash Malan mean? We're going to have Bachlokas about this Kamash Malan in a second. Kamash Malan what? Even in this case, you can make a shavua, even though there's a kol. Right? Even though there's a kol by Eved Ivri.
Typically
there's a kol. Normally there's a kol by Eved Ivri. Everybody knows. So how could you, what are you going to get up and lie? I could still make you make a shavua. Right? That's the chiddush. By karka, for a gilgal shavua, of course you can make him make a shavua. Nobody knows about that. But even something so public, everybody knows. Right? What? Yeah. So really we're saying as follows. Normally everybody is, everybody knows about it. Yeah. Everybody knows. So you walk over to somebody and say, hey, you're my Eved Ivri. What are you talking about? That would have been in the newspaper. You must be lying. Kamash Malan, you must be lying. Nobody knows about that. Kamash Malan, I can make you make that, I can make you take a shavua that you're not my Eved Ivri. When it comes to karka, nobody knows about the sales. That's for sure about a valid Gilgal Shavua. Who knows? I could say, hey, don't you remember you sold me the land? I can make you make a shavua on that. But when it comes, like, so public, I would think, it's ridiculous. You're claiming I'm an Eved Ivri? Everybody knows when Eved Ivris are sold. It's big public. So,
and you still can make
a shavua. And therefore, you must be full of baloney. No, I can make you make a shavua. Kamash Malan. That's what the Gemara says. That's how everybody learns the Gemara except for the Ayyavites. Because the Gemara in Baba Basra says in black and white that if you sell land, and right, Reuven sells land to Shimon, but really Reuven owes money to other people. So what's he doing selling the land to Shimon? Right? So how could anyone ever buy land? Shimon's going to say, wait a minute, maybe Reuven owes money to people. Those people are going to come and take my land away. Right? What's the answer? What do we say? That they're allowed to? Why? Because when land is sold, let's say there's no shtar. Let's say there's land is sold out of shtar. There's no shtar. What does the Gemara Baba Basra say? When land is sold, there's a kol. Why? Because everybody knows about it. So everybody's put on notice. Here the Gemara says land is not sold in public. What? Right? Everybody knows. We all know that din. Lekuchos can always have the upper hand. Why? Because land is always sold barabim. Everybody knows about land. And here we say it's sold betina. Right? So, there's three answers to this question. The Shita Lenoda Lemi says, no, land is sometimes sold in private. Sometimes it is. So I can make a Gilgal Shavua on you because it could be that I'm not lying. And you know what? Land is, in Baba Basra, sometimes there's a call. So Lekuchos always have the upper hand. It's not Vadai, it's sometimes. But it's enough of a time, it's enough of a percentage that Lekuchos are put on notice. Everybody's put on notice that there's a transaction took place. That's the Shita. The Rashash says, similar idea, Rove sell land in public, and the Amir don't. So if you follow the dinam of Rove, so if a claim on land, we could say maybe it was done in private, and therefore I can make it make a Shavua, but Lekuchos are put on notice because Rove. The Yavit says, no, you're reading the whole Gemara wrong. See if we can get this right. We thought land has no kol. Land has no kol. Why? Because it's betzina. And an eved does. So how can I make a gilgal shavua on an eved when there's no kol? Kamash Malan goes on the eved, not on the land. Land we always knew is public. Land for sure was public. I thought, who said Avadim are public? Kamash Malan, Avadim is public. Therefore, it's false. Of course, land is public. The Gemara Basra says. So the Kamash was going on the Eved, not on the land. Okay, that's a chiddush. That's not how you read a pashtus. Right? Okay. Next Gemara. This Gemara is not easy at all. Kol hanase damim be'acher. Anytime you can do it very simple. This is a very, very hard Gemara. We're going to do it like Rashi. It's going to be simpler than doing it like Tosfos. So even with Rashi, it's not easy. Here we go. Kol hanase damim ba'acher. Whenever you can buy something else with money. In other words, you can purchase something with money. However, we are not talking right now about purchasing something with money. We are talking about chalipin. Okay? When Rashi says it black and white. Shadarko loseis domim kishikonin chefetz echad. Vahashta sol kadaitach, de madeya osel ashmeinon, kivin shazach hazeh, nischayiv zeh, bichalifav. With chalipin. Since money can be used to purchase anything, it also can be used for chalipin. We are going to reject this in the Gemara because it's not true. Money cannot be used for chalipin. The reason it can't be used for chalipin is because in those days, coins were decided, whether or not they had value, they were decided by the government, and the government at any moment could take it away. They could take away the value of that coin. Once they took it away, it was worthless. We're assuming now it's even worth less than a kerchief, which you could use for chalipin. And therefore, they made a gzeirah where there's no chalipin with kesef, with matbeos, no chalipin with coins. Because it could be there's no value at all. In the palace, the king just said, no, those coins are no good. So since that a pen or a kerchief is always worth, someone's always going to wear a kerchief, someone's always going to use a pen, that always has value. Therefore, a chalipin is good on those. But coins? Who said? Therefore, there's no value on coins. Therefore, there's no chalipin on coins. So what does the Mishnah mean? Because chalipin is learned out of the pasuk by Rus, where he gave kalim, and we say that kesef is not considered kalim, and that's what I'm basically have a machlokas about. What? I hear your question. Interesting question. I don't know. Right.
It's not the same thing.
No, but the das of somebody when they buy something is not for the silver in the coin. It's for the value of the coin, which is always worth more than the silver inside. That was true then and it's true today. It's not worth anything, exactly. The quarter is worth 25 cents. The metal in that quarter is worth 2 cents. Right? It's the fact that the government gave it value. The government backed the value. So then how could you ever have a Kenyan Kesef? But the Gemara has a Kenyan Kesef. The Torah has Kenyan Kesef. Right? Avram Avinu bought land with Kesef. It's in the Torah. They could have devalued the Kesef? That's a question. But by Chalipin, for sure doesn't work for that reason, because Chalipin is a different kind of Kenyan.
Right,
but what if 5 minutes before that they would have bevatled it?
That's over
La Socha.
Exactly.
It was always good no matter what.
Yeah, he gave him real silver.
It wasn't coins, it was pure silver or pure gold. It wasn't
Right.
Yeah, Rashi there said something about the shekel of cologne. In that Rashi there in Chayisara, he mentions cologne. What's he mentioning cologne for? This was 2,000 years before Rashi. What's he talking about? And if you go to cologne, this is the value of how much Avram gave. What does he mean by that? Or was that a kash on that Rashi? Okay. Anyway. Kivon shezachabo, shezachazeh, once you transfer one zuz, nischayiv zeh bechalifav. The other one owes it to you by via chalipin. Ketzad, for example, hichlif shar bepara, if you exchange a shar for a para, chamar b'shar, or a chamar for a shar, kivon shezachazeh, nischayiv zeh bechalifav. Once you exchange one, the other one is owed to him. What's the nafka mina? When it dies, or when it gets burnt, whose possession was it? Who suffers the loss? Once you transfer over one of the items, the transfer is considered done, even though the other item wasn't transferred yet. Now, we say ketzad, and we give an example of animals. So what about the money? We start off by saying, Rashi says, I'm at beya, coins, and then we say, what? For example, animals. Animals is pure chalipin. What's going on here? So the Gemara asked that question. Chalipin, mind you, matbeya. What, you could use a matbeya for chalipin? Shema mino, matbeya nasa chalipin. We know that matbeya cannot make a chalipin. So what is the ratio of this Mishnah talking about? Amar Rav Yehuda, hachik amar. Here's what it means. It means everything but kesef. Kol hachik amar. Kol hanishum domim ba'acher. Whatever you can buy instead of using cash. In other words, I can trade anything for anything. I can trade anything for anything, right? Somebody will take something. Anything can be traded for something else. Kivan shezacha zeh nischayev bechalipin. Once there's a transfer made from one side, the king chalipin is done. Is it anything to do with coins? Of course not. Of course not. Money can never be used for chalipin. Dekanami. And you know what? Of course the Mishnah doesn't mean coins. Diktoni, ketat hichlus shar bepara, ochamor bishar. The Mishnah then goes on to ketat, for example, and everything is different thing, different items. No kesef. Shmamina. Obviously, the Mishnah is not talking about kesef at all. What's it talking about? Things. Right? Now the Gemara says, Ulumai desalik adaitin meikara. This is a very unusual question. Ulumai desalik adaitin meikara demadeya nasa chalipin my ketzad. But in the Havamina, when you did think it was coins, in the Havamina, what was your Havamina? Okay, I don't understand that question. We had a Havamina, and we said it can't be pshat because no such thing. So what was he thinking when he asked that question? What was he thinking? That the Havamina was, Rashi says, the Havamina was kesef. What kind of havamina is that? Coin, not kesef, coins. What kind of havamina was that? Then we say ketzad. For example, what? Animals. What was your havamina? That's a very unusual question. When do we ever ask such a question like that? What was your havamina? So the Gemara answers, Hachik Amar. Here's what he meant to say. Peros nami avdi chalipin. Yes, the havamina was, in the ratio I'm talking about money, coins, and in the Seifa, I'm talking about peros. Ketzad, what's peros mean? For example, hichlif basar shor bepara. I exchange meat, not a shor itself. I exchange meat. What's meat? Peros. I exchange meat for an animal. Oh, basar chamar bishar, or the meat of a donkey for a shor. What's the shiloh about peros? Because the pasuk in Ruth says, take off my shoe. And I'm going to do a kinyan chalipin with a shoe. So the question was, chalipin has to be with a keli or even non-keli? Meat is not a keli. So that was the shiloh. Can you use fruit? Fruit's not a kli. An apple's not a kli. Does it have to be mamish like a kli? Like by Ruth? Or no, even peros. And by the way, some say coins, it could be a kli. You can use it for a paperweight. You could also use raw meat for a paperweight. So I think Tosfos might say, a coin you can make into a necklace. Make it into a necklace. Put a hole in it and let the girls walk around with it. You could do that. They even do that. You go to certain places, they wear coins as necklaces, such as earrings, as cufflinks, such a thing. Meat? What? Asimon, right. Meat is no, in the old days, in another world, right, a million years ago. There's no meat you can't do anything. It's not a kli. Fruit? It's not a kalim. That was a shiloh. So the Mishnah is talking about two separate things. Coins, 100%, and also like the unusual things for chalipin. Coins, unusual, and meat, unusual. Those are very unusual cases in the Mishnah. Kibbutz Shadach about his chayyab bechalipin. So the Gemara says, wait a minute, ha, nichaler of sheishes. That only makes sense according to sheishes. To amar peros avdi chalipin. That peros can be used for chalipin. Eller of Nachman, to amar peros lo avdi chalipin. But according to Rav Nachman, who says, peros cannot be used for chalipin, my ikal lemeimar. Then what was the havamina to mention coins? So the Gemara says, Hachik Amar. Very, very unusual case. Here's the case. The case was, I was going to buy an ox from you. I was going to pay you cash. After you gave me the ox, then I said, by the way, instead of taking cash, would you agree to take my ox, my donkey? We made up, it's going to be a deal of matbeos. I'm going to sell to you for cash. After I took it, I said to you, would you be interested in taking a different animal of mine instead of the cash? So what happened? It started out as kesef. Then it became chalipin. That's the case of the Mishnah. That's very unusual. The gzeira that we don't allow kesef to be used for chalipin was only in normal cases. In unusual cases, we're going to allow this. That's the Gemara. That's what the Gemara is going to answer. Yeah. Exactly. It's how you cast a case. That's exactly the point. There's two types of chalipin. There's one where there's no value, like a kerchief, and there's one where we're bartering. Right. But it started out as a case of kesef, which we don't allow chalipin for. Right?
But the
same kinyan, the garment ring and the kerchief is the exact same kinyan?
It's the same kinyan. It's called chalipin. It's called chalipin. It's called chalipin. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, what's the nafkarina between the two? There's a ton of Rishonim on this. What if, about you have to give the other, by chalipin, they give the item back. Right? When you go to a chassan's tisha, do a kinyan chalipin, they transfer a pen, you give the pen back. You don't even keep it. It's just like
it's a formality.
Oh, but if you're exchanging bartering, it's not a formality.
Right.
It's a sale, but instead of using cash, I'm using animals.
But that's what the chalipin is. It's an exchange.
Right. It's an exchange. But it's very, I said the whole week, it's very difficult for us to understand the concept of kinyana like this because we're Americans. And by Americans, you don't think nothing is given for free, and there's no such thing as a kinyan. What? What do you mean? There's no such thing as a kinyan. It's only buying for something. It's only you have to purchase. By the way, shtar. A shtar that's worth a piece of paper, right? You get 500 pieces of paper for $1.99. One piece of paper. I could write a shtar giving you everything I own, and it works. You didn't get I didn't get anything in return. The answer is that's not what it's about. It's a kinyan. It's an acquisition. So too over here. So hachikama yesh damim shehein kichalipin. It could be sometimes that this cash that works money matbeos that works like chalipin. Ketzet, for example, hichlif demei shar bapara. If you exchange the value of a shar for a para, o demei chamar b'shar. After you said you're going to give cash coins, then you change your mind. Then we'll allow it to work. That's the chiddush of the Mishnah. My taima, why? Because we hold like Rabbi Yochanan, the Amar who said, Dvar Torah, Minatorah, Mos Konos, Minatorah, Kinyan money works. Why does it work, Minatorah? Rashi says, there's a pasuk by Hektish, that you could acquire that by Hektish you could pay. So if you can pay by Hektish, you could pay anytime. So Kesef always works. So others say that can't be, because by Hektish, there's no Mashicha. We're going to have it in a minute. Hopefully we'll get there. Tosva says that in the Torah, Stam kinyan in the Torah is kesef. I know that's a hard thing to swallow because we just said the kesef, the money, can be taken away. Stam kinyan in the Torah is kesef, says Tosfos. So of course money works. Stam kinyan is kesef. Avram Avinu, kesef Miknaso, all these talking about kesef. Okay. Umatam amu mashicha konas. Why do we make mashicha work? Because you gave me the money, you never took the item. Now, what happened to Bert? Now I have no incentive to watch it. Why? Because I got paid for it. So the halacha is no, it's still going to be considered mine until I give Mashicha and transfer it to you. But Milsa de Shechicha Gazir Barabanan. If it's a normal thing, we made such a Gzeira. Milsa de la Shechicha Gazir Barabanan. If it's unusual, we didn't make such a Gzeira. Now, Ulu Rish Lakish Damar Mashicha Mufreshet Min HaTorah. Now, according to Rish Lakish, Mashicha is the kinyan of choice in the Torah, and kesef, no such thing as kesef ben haTorah. So if Mashicha is in the Torah, ha nichi savalak Rav Sheshet. This all makes sense only according to Rav Sheshet, the Amar Peiros of the Chalipin Matarit Rav Sheshet. Or where Peiros do allow a Chalipin, I can say this Mishnah is like Rav Sheshet. That Rav Shlakish can hold like Rav Sheshet. Elei savalak Rav Nachman, the Amar Peiros lo avdi. But if Rav Shlakish holds like Rav Nachman, that Peiros can't make Chalipin, umadbea lo kani, but my mokila. How is this Mishnah making any sense? It can't be a Mabea, and it can't be Peiros. Then what's this Mishnah talk? What does this Mishnah mean? Gemara says, no, Al-Karchach, Rav Sheshet, really. He must hold like Rav Sheshet. Okay? And we're going to try to, in the next 5 minutes, we're going to try to get to the next Mishnah, because the next Mishnah is an entire new world from the Mishnah on the Chaf Teslam and Aleph till the end of the first paragraph of Masechet Kedushin. It's one of the 10 greatest consecutive Dafim and Shas. No question about that. Each Daf is a world of its own, a life of its own. We're going to try, I can't speak for Michael tomorrow, I know he also wants to, but Friday morning, we're going to try to start at 5:05, at least 5:05, not even a few minutes earlier, because literally you could spend 3 hours on Friday's daf. Shabbos, I don't know what we're doing Shabbos. Shabbos is Shabbos is unbelievable. What? Maybe we'll start on 8 o'clock on the nose on Shabbos, because there's so much to say. And so we'll try to get there right now, so we get a head start for tomorrow. Really, from Chaf Tes to the end of the parak is just one of the greatest weeks and a half of Talmud Bavli. I think today or tomorrow or yesterday is the yard site of Rav Meir Shapiro. So we can learn in his zechus, and we can enjoy it and really, really grow from it. Yeah. It's hard. It's hard to get everybody back. It's hard. So we always thought of all that. It's hard. Okay, it says the Mishnah. Rishut HaGoveh B'Kesef. the Beit HaMikdash, Gova, the Beit HaMikdash can acquire in with Kesef, or Rishus HaHedyot B'Chazaka. What would take a Hedyot, we need Chazaka, the Beit HaMikdash can use Kesef. What does that mean? The Gemara will explain. Amirasa LeGovoa, the speaking of Gavoa, of Hektish, is Kimisi Rasa LeHedyot. It's just like giving over of a Hedyot. What does that mean? Tan Rabbanan, Ketad Rishus Gavoa HaKesef. So for example, Gizbar, the Gabbai of the Beit HaMikdash, Shentanzan Ma'az the Behema, he tries to buy a Behema, Afilu Behema B'Sofa Olam, even if the Behema is at the end of the world, Kana, he acquired it. How did he acquire it? He didn't do Mashicha. The answer is, Kesef is enough by the Beit HaMikdash. U'behedyo, but a Hedyot, lo Kana, Achiyimshach, it would not work until he pulled it. Ketad Amirasa L'Gavoa, Kimisi Rasa L'Hedyot. What's the other, what does that mean? That speaking by Gavoa is the same thing as Mesir by Hedyot. By Hedyot, yeah. Ha'omer, Shar Zu Ola. If someone says, this Shar I'm going to donate. Buy is Hektish. This buy is I'm donating. Afilu B'Sofa Olam, even if it's at the other end of the world. Kana, the Beis HaMikdash owns it. Why? Speaking is enough. B'Hedyot, lo Kana. By a Hedyot, that would never work. Ad She'imshach, until you pull it. V'yachzik, and then you have chazaka on it. Mashcha b'mana. Let's say you're going to buy something for $100, and you're going to do mashicha, but v'lo hispik l'ptosa, but you didn't pay for it yet. Ad sh'amad b'masayim, until it goes up to 200. Nasan b'masayim, you have to give 200 to Hektish. Why? My time of why? V'nasan akesef ikamlo, it's a pasuk. Mashcha b'masayim, if you paid 200, v'lo hispik l'ptosa, but you didn't have a chance to actually pay for it yet. You did mashicha, but you didn't pay for it yet. Ad sh'amad b'mana, until it goes down in price. So what's the halacha? Nasa Masai, you still have to give 200. My time, why? Lo yehei kach hedyot chamer mihektish. Because if a regular person, he'd have to pay 200. Why should hektish be different?
Hektish always wins.
Pidal b'masayim, if you paid the 200, for lo hispik l'moshkop, you didn't do mashikha yet, ad sh'amad b'mana, went down to 100. Still, nasa Masai, the 200 stands. Hektish does not have to give you back $100. My time, why? V'nasa nekesef ikam lo. It's a pasuk. Pidal b'mana, if you paid $100 for lo hispik l'moshcho, you didn't have a chance to buy it back. You didn't have a chance to do mashicha. Ad she'amad b'masayim, and then it went up to 200. Masha padui, 100 stays. V'ein nosin ela mana. You only have to give 100. Why? Amai, why? Hachanami. Name lo yekoach hedyot chomer mihektish. Why don't we say that hektish shouldn't be let off less than a regular person? And the Gemara answers, Atu hedyot lav misha parakoi. Won't you get cursed, Misha Para, if you don't keep your word? Just because the price of gasoline went down, you made a promise that you're going to pay X, and now it went down, you still have to give X. I went down, we gave you word. Halachically, can we force you to keep your word? No, we can't. But there's a klala if you don't. So too, our shvach has made it different. Can we force you to keep your word? No, we cannot. Will there be a klala if you don't? Yes, there will. Okay? So why don't you have to keep your word? Because no kinyan was done. So you just said, right? Speaking is never a kinyan. So different by Hektish, but there's a klala. Okay, like I said, tomorrow we start Daf Chavtes in earnest, and everyone have a good day. Yeah.